You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Live from New York, it's the show. Okay, that's... He's been too much.
I knew it was
since
coming.
Last night.
I knew it was coming.
He calls me up this morning with the worst ideas, and I like, gently had to land the plane.
I'm like, I don't know, buddy. Politician in here. There are a lot of ideas.
I think it's going to be about 20 banners coming down.
A lot of ideas.
It's first things first. Please. Today, Chiefs win. Knicks take. Classic category one.
Yep.
Absolutely correct.
What?
Meanwhile, Purdy wins. Knicks take. Classic category three. Totally wrong. And finally, Ravens win. Broussard's take. Actually a little more nuanced, not easily categorized, but the moral of the story is that he believed in Lamar all along.
And what? Totally correct.
And totally. Yes.
Brew had it exactly right.
And he's got the purple tie.
Wow.
Oh, he's ready. Wonderful. Yeah.
I got all this stuff too.
Broussard. I'm Kevin Wilds. Nick, how do you feel on this wonderful Monday morning for Chiefs Kingdom?
Let's get to
which
it.
I am a part of.
Let's get to it.
Okay.
Let's get right to it.
Sounds
he's
good.
He's going to have about 10 minutes
let's get right to
before
it.
Either one of us can say
Hump it. Said, do you know how many full screens Nick has? I said, how many? He said, 18. He said, in the show? He said, no, the A block. So we're starting with Mahomes. Goes to Buffalo and sends the Bills home. 215 yards and two touchdowns to Travis Kelce, who was wearing a shirt. He's headed back to the AFC Championship. Here's Mahomes after the game.
That was fun. I love Arrowhead, but it's always fun when you get to come together as a team and really just be like y'all versus everybody and get the win. So it's always great to be in great environments and find a way to get a win.
Okay, the official question that we decided on in the meeting is, Nick, any doubts?
A doubt?
Was there ever a doubt?
Was there ever a doubt, Brew? Was it the Chiefs versus the Bills in January? Then no. Of course there was never a doubt. The only reason anyone would have had doubt about this Chiefs team was because of their allegedly not scary offense. But you know who seemed pretty damn scared by it? Their opponent yesterday. That from the first play of the game was pressing. First play of the game, they fumble the ball. Mm. Got to get those extra yards. Can't let Mahomes beat us. Third play of the game, I'm 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. I'm so panicked, I'm going to throw it forward. The refs are going to let it go because we know we're going to need every yard. 2 hours into the game, you're down three in the fourth quarter. Fake punt. With the ball at the end, trying to take the lead. More worried about Mahomes getting the ball than you actually getting the lead. And so, no, of course, there were 9 yards per play before the kneel downs. The most of any playoff game of the entire Mahomes era. Only faced 5 third downs. The punter for the second straight playoff game didn't even really need to activate him. 8 plays of 20-plus yards. Correct. 8-0 compared to the Buffalo Bills' high-flying, terrifying, oh-my-God, unicorn-led offense. So how'd they do it? Why was there never a doubt? Because this Chiefs team, while everyone's going all in, while everyone's acting like this, the whole NFL universe is going to end in a year, took a long view and said, you know what? We can afford to trade away the single best non-quarterback in football because we have the single best quarterback in football of this or any era so we can build through the draft. So we can get younger on defense. And how has that defense looked over the last 2 months of the season? Well, I can show you, which is they shut everyone down in the second half. Okay, so then how are you going to score points? Well, do you have the most prolific postseason combination in league history, Kelce and Mahomes? Well, now literally you do. And how's Travis doing? Because next week against the Ravens, he's going to break Jerry Rice's receptions record. In next season, he'll break his touchdowns record. The yards are going to be hard to come by. But that's who they have. And then, of course, you have Patrick Mahomes, who is the best player in the league, Brew, in the regular season. And then in the playoffs, against the best competition, against the best defenses, with the highest stakes, he raises his level to, I'll just be a league MVP in the postseason. And that's, here's what I mean. On the left is Patrick Mahomes' playoff resume.
That's pretty good.
On the right are the last dozen league MVPs at quarterback aside from Mahomes. And what you'll see is he's better than league MVPs. And so was there ever a reason for a doubt, Brew? The answer is no. And it's because, and drop the banner, Dusty, the Chiefs' down year is better than your best year. The bad Chiefs' disappointing what's wrong with them season is better than the best season you're going to get for 90% of franchises. Buffalo, of course, firmly in that 90%. So, no, there was never a doubt, Chris Broussard.
No. Is that it?
Yeah, there's 5 minutes.
I'm waiting for, like, somebody to come up behind me, some more
banners.
No,
it's just round two, man. We got a crescendo.
Look, yeah, I got to give the Chiefs props. You know I believe in Mahomes. It was a great game overall.
Time.
What?
Time.
What? I'm about to get to some stuff. What?
I know you did that, like, I believe in Mahomes. What? You picked the Bills. You said,
yes.
Bills, and we
Bills. Yeah. I was wrong.
Okay. I wanted to get that.
Bro, I wasn't going to make you do that because you were right on so much this weekend. I'm with you, pal.
Pacheco played great.
Yep.
Kelce, best game all year.
True.
Just in time. MVS.
Oh.
I was shocked. I got to be honest.
Throwing
I was
your
a little
guys
surprised.
Under the bus can be helpful.
I was a little surprised that he has caught those passes. Here's the phrase, Nick, that comes to my mind when I saw that game or thinking about that game. No room for error. No room for error. I thought Buffalo played well. Well, but they made a few errors.
No room for error for the Bills, you're saying.
Yeah, when you – no. To beat the Chiefs.
Got it. Right. Agreed.
To beat Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Kelce, and the Chiefs, no room for error.
I buy that.
That's
none.
Right.
And like I said, the Bills played well. They ran for 180-something yards. Yeah. You know, Josh Allen didn't throw for a ton, but my goodness, two touchdowns running. Dime to Shakir in the corner. I mean,
great play.
So I thought the Bills played a very good game. But they made a few either errors or missed opportunities. And here's some of them are.
Yeah.
To beat the Chiefs, I know this is a tough catch. But to beat the Chiefs, you got to make it.
That's right.
You got to make it. And that's Trent Sherfield. If he makes that catch early in the fourth quarter, who knows what happens. But then there's what Stephon Diggs. Now, Stephon Diggs talks a lot, and he is a great player. Gotta make this catch. It's a hard catch, but you're Stephon Diggs. You're one of the best receivers in the league. It hits you there.
Can't imagine having to deal with drops.
When you look back at some of the great franchises, Super Bowl memories, playoff memories, great plays like that get made. And Buffalo didn't make it. And then, of course, you have Allen throwing to Shakir in the end zone. Now, Stephon Diggs is open underneath.
Yeah.
Could have got it to him. Ate up more clock, moved down the field. I don't hate him going for that, but he just missed the throw. He missed the throw. And my point is, you cannot do that against a team that is very good and has a heart of a
champion. You know what the Chiefs can do? Fumble the ball at the 1 yard line and win anyway. Because they're the Chiefs.
Well, they're
because they're the Chiefs.
That was a silly play.
They made a dumb play there. Okay. They once again, at the very beginning of the game, didn't capitalize in the red zone. They allowed a 3rd and 17 on the opening drive of the game. Now, again, a lot of teams could convert those if you're allowed to throw a forward pass 8 yards past the line of scrimmage, but they got away with it. All those things, there were 4 fumbles in this game. Kansas City recovered one of them, which was their own. The other 3 were recovered by Buffalo. All those things went in the Bills' favor, and people were like, oh, yeah, but Buffalo missed the kick. The only thing the Bills missing that kick did was prevent your heart being ripped out in a different way. Because Patrick Mahomes under that circumstances, minute 42 timeouts, if you think he's not driving the field and getting points, you're out of your mind.
I buy that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else
planned? No, we got more stuff to go.
I'm just waiting.
We got more to do.
All right. Mahomes head to Baltimore for yet another conference championship.
Yeah.
Six in a row. Brady has eight. 70s Raiders have five. Four teams have four, including the 90s Bills, sad trombone. Nick, do you think people are underestimating Mahomes?
I mean, obviously, yes.
Really?
Well, they were the underdog yesterday. So, yeah.
I got my man.
They're underestimating. Brew. As much as you love him, as much as you love him, you underestimated him.
Because you don't win every year. So picking against him is not underestimating.
But this is not the Super Bowl. This is the AFC Championship.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You know what does happen every year? Patrick Mahomes plays in this game coming up next weekend. It happens every year. And you know why it happens every year? Because he is statistically speaking, and he hasn't caught Brady yet, but we assume he will eventually in the wins. But even if not, we can show it to you. He is the, once again, just adds to the legend each and every week. And then I don't think people have the full context of it because Mahomes is 5.5 years into his career as a starter. But here is the 8 most playoff wins by quarterbacks. So right now Mahomes is tied with Favre and Big Ben for 6th. If and when he beats Baltimore, Brew, and we'll talk about that game later, he will only be looking at Montana and Brady. He's 28 years old. And then there is my favorite stat of it all, which is why people are underestimating him. Because he somehow gets better when times are the worst. We talked last year, injured. His numbers got better. We've discussed him as an underdog. The numbers get better. When trailing by 7+ in the playoffs since he came to the league, the rest of the league wins less than 20%. Patrick lost his first one, the overtime one against Brady, has won 8 of 9 since then.
Pretty good.
Okay, that's the rest of the NFL. What about the rest of Mount Rushmore quarterbacks? All right, so Mahomes wins 80%. Brady, pretty damn good, 48%. Montana, 40%. Peyton, 25%. Mahomes, 8-2 when down a touchdown in the postseason. And so this is where people I don't think understand and why I get so reflexively angry at some of the critiquing throughout the year. Because, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and operate from the perspective of if it's Patrick's approach, he's right. If everyone wants him to scream at MVS and stop targeting him, if he's not doing that, there's a reason. If everyone is panicking and he's not, there's a reason. And if everyone else thinks, you know what, they don't have it this year, and that guy, until proven otherwise, shows we'll be one of the last 4 standing and then see what happens. Maybe we'll lose in overtime of the championship round or else we'll be in the Super Bowl. Then, yeah. If you are operating from the perspective of he might not be in this round, which the vast majority and bookmakers were, you're underestimating him, Brew.
I don't think he's underestimating because he didn't have a great year by his standards, right? Even you know he wasn't the MVP.
Sure.
And yet you can't find a pundit that won't say and hasn't been saying he's the best quarterback in the league.
No.
Pundits are
who
run the gamut. I'm not going to name names.
He is generally still, even before this game, regarded as the best quarterback in the league.
Don't you think?
And I've heard people even saying, well, you hear a lot of people, we say it on this show, but I hear people on other shows saying he's the best quarterback they've ever seen.
Brew, but didn't you hear a lot of people saying going into this game that the Bills had the better quarterback? That Josh Allen was when they were doing a tale of the tape check marks, offense, defense, quarterback, head coach. A lot of folks gave the check mark in the quarterback category to the Bills. That is not a straw man. It wasn't this show, but that is not a straw man. That is absolutely what was happening.
When I've looked at Mahomes, I even think him making the Pro Bowl, which, you know, was fine. But you even say to yourself, he's always going to be in. You could argue that Allen could have made the Pro Bowl over him. You could argue C.J. Stroud could have made it over him. But he made it. So my point is, I think he gets Like, everybody knows how great he is, but not picking him to win, nobody wins every year. And I don't know if they're favored.
They're probably not favored this weekend. But again, this was not about picking them to win the Super Bowl. It was about picking them to win in round two against Buffalo. And folks bent over backwards to find a reason as to why the 11-6 Bills team was this juggernaut and this 11-6 Chiefs team was super flawed. Bent over backwards to find a reason why Josh Allen...
You didn't have to bend over backwards to see that their receiving core had been a weakness.
Yeah, and yes, of course, every team has slight weaknesses. Okay.
Well, now, they played great yesterday. I can't blame them. But you went on blind faith saying they're going to get it done. And they did.
Yeah.
But you can't blame people for saying they led the league in drops. They cost them games, and they didn't do it yesterday.
I would blame people if in 2005 people were like, you know what? This is the week I think Tiger Woods misses the cut at Augusta. I would say I don't care how poorly he was playing leading up to it. You were like, no, that would be ridiculous. But Mahomes did add one more check to his, because we already talked about him, best stats, all this. He's now unequivocally the best underdog quarterback ever, bodes very poorly. Drop it, please, Dusty. It bodes very great. I mean, he's the greatest underdog in NFL history. 9-1-1 against the spread, 8-3 overall. It's not debatable, but go ahead. Now let's talk about the
real fun stuff. Josh Allen threw the ball almost 40 times, lots of screens, had two rushing touchdowns, one throwing, also took some shots at the end zone at the end of the game that missed. Here he is after the game.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Losing them, losing anybody at home sucks. Every season, if you don't win, it's a failed season. That's the nature of the business. You know, there's one happy team at the end of the season, really. And when it's not you, and you're so close, it sucks.
All right, Brew, are you putting this loss on Josh Allen?
Wiles, what was I the first to say about Mahomes?
Okay. That he was Jordan-esque, you said, on Sports.
Jordan-esque.
Yes.
Do you blame Patrick Ewing for losing to Michael Jordan?
No. I mean,
Reggie Miller, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone. Do you blame him? You just say, man, they were in his era.
Sure.
And you don't blame him. Josh Allen balled out yesterday. Now, made a couple mistakes. The looking, like I said, throwing it to Shakir, and he didn't ball out.
He did for the first three quarters.
He played all right.
For the first three quarters.
He ran for two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Through a, can we see this one, Dusty?
The pass to Shakir
was great play. Was incredible.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
It was amazing.
I mean, first of all, look at finding time, making extra time, and that pass is incredible.
Yeah.
All right, so.
He threw for 186 yards. It's not like.
Hey, what do I always say about Josh? Be clean. He
right,
was clean.
So that's the problem.
He was
that's
clean. He had three touchdowns. They went downfield. Mm-hmm. We just saw Trent Sherfield. Now it was a tough catch. Drop one in the breadbasket. We saw Stephon Diggs, one of the best receivers in the world, drop one.
So
and he underthrew Shakir. So I'm just saying, the defense was the problem.
Okay.
They couldn't stop him.
All right,
hold on, Nick.
Yeah.
The Chiefs had one punt.
Yeah,
the Chiefs scored on their first five possessions.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying Josh Allen was perfect. But I'm saying if you say what cost them the game, I'm going to say the fact that the defense couldn't stop them at all.
Yeah, that's...
Their offense had the ball for 37 minutes.
Yeah, so they should score more than 24 points, especially at the end, get a touchdown to win the game. Like, listen, first, I want to be fair to Buffalo. I know it's a really tough day.
Do you really?
It's wide right again.
Do you really?
No, I do, and they deserve credit. You know, I think each playoff victory matters something. Dusty dropped the banner, because these don't come by lightly. I mean, listen, back-to-back bronze medalists in the AFC. Back-to-back-to-back, pardon me. That's three straight. Now, two losses in a row at home against two of your chief rivals. I mean, I would
give him the doubt.
I would, yeah, I'll give him. I guess it could be Houston. We'll give him the bronze this year.
Houston.
So here's the thing. Let's roll through this because Brew did something that he accuses me of doing sometimes, which is you've lowered the bar so much. This is a guy who was being discussed as league MVP until the final week of the year. This is a guy who was openly discussed as the second best quarterback in football, and it's a guy who in the fourth quarter couldn't come through. And we can show you the numbers. They're undeniable, Brew.
It was his fault for missing the field goal.
No.
That was his fault? No, I'm not saying he was perfect. Really? How?
Because you were thinking a 44-yard field goal in the cold.
Yeah. Wind. I mean, no, you weren't thinking it was a gimme, but it was this is what we got.
Brew, did
Can
he,
you make it? 44?
Brew, you have glossed over, by the way, entirely. Four plays before the missed field goal, the fumble. Right?
They just got lucky that they recovered.
So here's the problem. The Bills coaching staff was afraid of Josh Allen, which made him not scared. They were scared of Josh, so that made him not scary. Show the next-gen stats passing chart and the data on it.
Yep.
So listen, 16 passes behind the line of scrimmage, which is the most in the next-gen era by any quarterback, 16 completions, two completions past the sticks the entire game. The Bills coached like, oh my gosh, we can't let Josh make the big mistake. He still tried to at the end despite it. Mm-hmm. And because of that, all of a sudden, they had an offense like the Derrick Henry Titans.
But it was effective, Nick.
But it wasn't.
Really?
Yes.
They lost by three. You're acting like they got blasted.
No, I'm at
the same job when Josh Allen was throwing it all over the field. They lost too.
Yeah.
So in fact, they lost by more points.
Yes, exactly.
So right. They couldn't beat them either way, but this worked.
Well, okay.
They had the ball for 37 minutes to the Chiefs, 23.
They
lost. They lost the game. But to act like that run game wasn't effective?
Yeah, what I'm saying is they were the favorite against a wounded, vulnerable Chiefs team that smart
wounded,
people, including...
Wounded.
Yeah, Brew, their middle
Who
linebacker...
Who was more wounded between the two teams?
Brew, the Chiefs' middle linebacker went out on the first play of the game. Their safety went out on the second play of the game.
You're going to sit here and say the Chiefs were more injured than the Bills?
No, not at all. When I say wounded, I mean from a... This was considered the weakest Chiefs team. They're in your building. Well, this is your moment. You picked them, and Josh had the ball with a chance to come through and didn't. Like, I'm not killing him. He was not the problem.
That was the question.
No.
Was he the reason they lost the game?
Right, but my reaction is because it seems like you're putting none of the blame.
No, I'm putting some of it on him. So I'm just saying the main – I don't think it's on him. That was a question. Is it on him?
It is his job in that spot to come through. When his defense gives him the ball with the forced fumble at the one, it's like, oh, my God, we have a chance here. And you're driving the field, and you have a first and 10 from the 25. It is your job to either pick up the first down so the Chiefs wouldn't have the ball at the end, because even if they make the field goal, I think they lose, or to put it in the end zone. And he couldn't.
We think if they make the field goal, and I agree with you, I think Mahomes probably would have marched down at least four field goal. But we don't know that for a fact.
Right, but Bruce.
He set his team up to tie the game. That's what you want the go ahead touchdown, but he still got him in position to keep playing on.
So if you think that he played a great game?
No, I think he played a very good game.
Okay, and I'm saying in that moment, the biggest game of his career, he needed to be great.
Yeah, that's fair. We reached
He was better than their defense. How about that?
That's fine. Their defense is not why the Bills are the Bills. That's the point.
He scored three touchdowns.
Okay, then let's just...
No, it's fine. He played very good. They got a very good result. That's it. They're third place. It's very good. Mahomes played great.
Third or fourth.
Passer rating of the whole year. Yeah. That's why
it's also
on.
Wild.
Lamar
it's
played great.
No one's ever doubted that Mahomes is better than Josh Allen.
No, that Brew, and that's what
Mahomes
I'm telling
is better
you
than Lamar Jackson, but let's see what happens next weekend.
Head over to social media. One of my favorite places. Patrick Mahomes on Instagram saying good luck. That is a response to Deion Dawkins, who said this is Mahomes' first time in Buffalo. Well, good luck. So Mahomes kind of reciprocated it.
Yeah,
I like that.
I liked it. It's a nice little bit of
just
post-game trash talk.
We don't really have time here. Just bring it out.
I mean,
we're
short
on time.
We have our bulletin board.
We have a bulletin board. So, Deion Dawkins, you remember when you got put on here, you said good luck. You've now been eliminated. Who else got eliminated? I forgot to do this before. I'm eliminating him now. Colin Cowherd, you've been eliminated. You picked against the Chiefs again, as you have been all year. You remember when Josh Allen said to Tua he's going to see him in a couple weeks? Maybe he meant at the Pro Bowl games. Oh, no, Josh isn't a Pro Bowler, my bad, but still, there you go. And then there's one more on here. Oh, yeah, when the Buffalo Bills trolled me after they won their Super Bowl with the never a doubt thing. Congrats, Buffalo, for winning your Super Bowl again. And by the way, congrats to you guys for the first time all year making the banners. Drop the banner, please. Last one, if
I
we
knew
could.
Something was coming.
Never a doubt. Bruise without toes. Wild. Still excommunicated.
What did I do wrong?
What are you? You're still out.
What did I do
you're
wrong?
You're still out. Still out. Root bruise out cheeks. Of toes. I never had any doubts. Wild's out.
No.
Yes. Out.
Why am I out?
Because you were out. Ass ball run.
Come back.
With Factors, delicious, ready-to-eat meals you will be eating stress-free this spring. Each meal is chef-crafted, fresh, and dietitian-approved. More importantly, they are never frozen and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled up all day long. Try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, truffle butter, and shrimp. Restaurant-quality food that you do not have to prep, cook, or clean up. Delivered right to your doorstep. And if you need to change your deliveries, you can pause or reschedule whenever you like. Factor is your solution for fast and premium meals. Also, for the month of April, Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So what are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/firstthingsfirst50 and use code FIRSTTHINGSFIRST50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code FIRSTTHINGSFIRST50 at factormeals.com/FIRSTTHINGSFIRST50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next. Fuel up fast, eat better, and get back to what you love doing this spring with Factor.
Welcome back to a hot show. Pretty good. Kyle Shanahan, previously 0-30 when down 7 or more until now. You know why? I'm Mr. Irrelevant. Here's Brock Purdy's right. numbers on the final drive. 6 for 7, 47 passing yards, 11 rushing yards, 3 first downs, 2 passing, and 1 heroic Elway-esque run.
Okay.
It's true. And here's a tweet that I got that I wanted to share. There was a very specific set of criteria, Nick, needed to see from Purdy.
This guy, I blocked this guy years ago.
I didn't
he's such
him.
A troll.
You put him
on the show.
I favorited him.
You should check this guy's Twitter
You
history.
Should check the tweet.
It's very accurate.
Facing adversity, green check. Not having all the Avengers. Debo was out. Green check.
I saw the game.
Down in the fourth quarter. Remember you wanted to see that?
Yeah.
Green check. Come from behind and win.
Yep.
He did that too. Green check.
Yeah.
Greg Jennings is here looking resplendent as always. But Nick, we'll start with you.
Yeah.
Do you finally believe in Brock Purdy since he met all the criteria that you laid out for him?
Okay, so I know what you want me to say, bro. In America and C-bus card guy who made the show. He did it. Exactly what I asked him to do.
Okay.
He didn't even
moving
include
on
that
Ravens.
It was raining and that's hard for him to deal with his tiny, tiny hands.
It is.
No Debo. Down in the fourth.
Yeah.
In a big playoff game.
Yep.
All he did everything that I asked him to do. You could not have scripted it better.
Nailed it.
So given that, you expect me to be like, I submit.
Well, if you're a man of your word.
Yeah, you said, yeah, that's
correct.
All you had left to say.
Okay, so that's, I get that. That seems totally fair. The truth is, I watched that game and I thought he was the Niners' biggest weakness for massive the vast majority of it.
I
watched the game and I said that Green Bay, if not for some terrible plays by them and some terrible spots by the ref early in the game, should have run away with it. I watched that game and I said that Purdy was trying to throw the game away via pick six multiple times. I watched that game and I thought Christian McCaffrey kept them in it throughout it and Christian McCaffrey won it for him. And so I watched that game where he did everything I asked him to do at the end, and I came away from it saying, yeah, he's the reason they can't win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, I know that makes me a villain, Brew. I know it makes me a bad guy, but I'm not going to sit here and lie.
It makes you.
And I think you watched the game, Brew, saying, uh-oh, he's not playing well. Uh-oh, he might be the problem. What's Brew's Brew grabbing?
Brew's going into his trunk.
What? Oh, he's moving the goalposts?
Nah.
He's moving the goalposts. He's
don't give it away. He's trying to.
No, I know what you're just doing. He's moving the goalposts.
I'm being Nick Wright.
Yeah.
What are you
I'm
doing?
Being Nick Wright. I'm moving the goalposts.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, Nick.
Yeah.
I don't have to say it. Your own words.
Yeah. I said it.
Your own words. Oh. December 7th. Let's see it. Does it.
What would it take for me to believe the Niners can win the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy? For that, I need to see at least one real comeback victory. Yeah. I would have thought.
That was one.
Yeah.
Now, I remember also
I'm as
asking
as anybody.
Going into a game, I remember asking you, if Brock Purdy played great throughout the game, you know, like he has many times and they win, would you be more impressed with that? Or if he played poorly and then when it was time they needed a drive to win it, he delivered the drive. Which one would you be more impressed with?
I
you
said
the drive.
Yeah.
So here we go all over the place. Look, Brock Purdy didn't play well. And I do think, I mean, I don't know if it's because small hands or whatever, the rain and the wet ball bothers him. Definitely bothers him. All right. Cleveland, his last really bad game that day, same thing. It was wet. Yeah. It was raining. So that was an issue. However, the dude fought through that. And that last drive, dimes. We saw it earlier. Let me see those throws again. Yeah. Look at that. That is a money throw. And then hits somebody named Chris Conley.
Oh, he's a former Chief, Super champion.
Yeah, right. All right, so he hits him for a 17-yard game, 6-for-7, 47 yards on the last drive. The only drop hit George Kittle in the numbers. I mean, come on, you got to give me. He's asked. You know he can play well throughout a game against top teams because he's done it. We've seen that multiple times against the best the league
has
offered.
So you have more faith in him for this week after last week's game?
I had faith in him.
Right.
I didn't need to see this, but I thought you needed to see it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people
did
need to see it.
I thought I did too, and it turns out it wasn't enough.
He didn't play great during the game. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
He missed some throws.
Greg, you can be the deciding vote.
He played well enough for them to win.
Look, I believe that he can do what he did in the last drive. However, I'm with Nick. I got right here in my notes. I worry about him being a liability.
Yeah.
What's his record in the postseason?
I don't care what his record
is. Really? Because we care about every quarterback's record.
I don't care what, but can I talk?
I'm just saying. He's 3-0 when
he's playing. Is it my turn?
I'm just saying. Well, everybody else on me? So the 9-1.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you because we do this with every player. It doesn't really matter. But we're talking about Brock Purdy. Like, I can't not see what I saw. And I understand he had the last laugh because he made the drive. He had the drive that allowed his team to win the game. But he also had several other drives that put his team in a position where he better had done that because they would have lost because of his performance. So with me, I didn't even want to do that. I'm sorry, Brock, because this is it's not about – I'm not upset with
your thing.
Because I believe that he can be a good quarterback. He's shown that. But I am more concerned and I have more questions revolving around will he be a liability than I do of he's going to be the reason why we win the game.
Yeah.
I don't believe that stronger than I believe the former.
He's a weakness more than a strength.
Can I ask this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about the defense as well? How many they in the regular season, third best rush defense in the league, gave up 140 yards almost rushing. And they lucky that 53-yarder or whatever it was by Aaron Jones late in the game didn't kill him. All right? No sacks. So I'm just saying, Purdy, you can't sit here and say he played a very good game early on. But he wasn't the only reason.
Nope.
It was a lot of reasons.
No, I agree with all
and
that.
And he led them to that win.
I also think that if the Niners could choose, they'd let Detroit have the home game next week.
Well, it's supposed to not rain.
Perfect conditions. They can't deal with even a light
mist.
Meanwhile, in Baltimore, Ravens roll. Lamar throws for 2 touchdowns, runs for 100 yards, and 2 more as the Ravens dispatch of the frisky Texans. Harbaugh taking the win in stride. Here he is. I believe that's considered dancing. It's a little rough. Ravens are excited. Brew, I'm sure you have a level-headed approach, even though you've been correct about the Ravens. Since before the season even started, do you have any cogent analysis for this Baltimore victory?
I've been sitting here for 35 minutes.
I know.
Listening to my man across the table run his mouth, drop banners, all of that.
I'm gonna choke.
Talk to him. And my man. I trust C.J. Stroud more than Lamar Jackson in a playoff game.
I said that.
That's right. What Nick Wright said.
I didn't say that.
Lamar Jackson delivered as I thought he would, as I said he would. The only thing, Roz, that would make this better is a sandwich.
Why?
Right here. I want to eat it right now.
This doesn't make sense.
With chips and a soda pop.
This is a visit.
but here's what they do. Here's what they do. They invite you to their place.
Okay.
Come on over. We're going to have a good time. We're going to go play outside. And then they eat lunch all up in your face and give you none. That's what they do. You don't eat. You come to Baltimore, you do not eat. And I'm not going to disrespect the Chiefs, but the Ravens, this is what they do. This is what they do. And I think it's going to continue.
That is the type of cogent, all 22 based analysis we've come to expect from the other states of the show.
I can go there if you want, but.
No, this is.
All right, I know people probably, because of the comments I had on Purdy, which were nothing but honest, I knew they'd be unpopular, but they were honest, would think that I'm a man who has trouble admitting when he was wrong. I do not. I just need to know I was wrong. I was wrong about Baltimore. I did think Houston would win, and at halftime, Greg, I was like, uh-oh. Because I understand people might not think I like Lamar because I didn't believe in the Ravens all year. That's true. Brew believed in them all year. I picked them to miss
the
playoffs.
Y'all two didn't think they'd make the playoffs.
That's true. That's all true. But I like Lamar a lot, and I thought, I was like, oh, no. If they lose this game and it's another number one seed meltdown, the narrative surrounding was going to be ugly and bad. I have massive respect for them. Brew's been right on them, and they are – listen, the Chiefs had played in five of these things prior to this year. Three times they had a worthy competitor. New England the first time and Cincinnati the last two. This is a worthy competitor. So all props to Baltimore, who I've been wrong about all year long.
Greg, you want to say anything?
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm not going to lie. The way that C.J. Stroud and that offense had been rolling, I thought that they would put up a better fight. That defense looked great. I think that third quarter coming out, that first drive in the third quarter, it was great until it almost wasn't, and then it was great again because Lamar almost threw a pick in the end zone that got dropped, and then he turns around and he has a quarterback draw and he scores, and it kind of broke their back, and then they go on to an easy victory. So I was pretty surprised.
I thought defensively, Wilds, that was the best. I thought the Ravens' defense in that game was the best any team's defense or offense has been in any game this postseason.
Yeah.
I thought the Ravens' defense in that game was damn near perfect.
Absolutely.
I don't get the sandwich bit that
much.
What? What are you drinking, bro?
Have some soda pop. I appreciate y'all.
I appreciate that.
Owning it.
Coming up
owning
next,
it.
Big Show.
Bruce spent so long practicing.
I'm sharing the sandwich. I'm on the Daniel fast. I can't eat the sandwich.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
Lions headed to San Francisco after Baker's last pass ended up in the hands of Derek Barnes. Big show on the day. Brew, 350 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. So be it.
One was an NHF.
Yeah, you're right. Not his fault. Here is postgame, Big Show, that is.
Felt like we were in it up until the last drive. And so, yeah, I mean, it sucks. I feel like my heart just got ripped out. It sucks because I know what type of group we've had all year, that we fought to get to this point. We fought to be in that game. We weren't supposed to be here by any measures, but we believed in each other and we fought for it. And so, yeah, this one's going to weigh on me for a while.
Brew, were you impressed by the Big Show?
I don't know about impressed, but he played well. He played well. And Baker has shown me, and I think he's shown everybody, you can win with Baker.
Thank you.
Like really. I mean, he's not a top, obviously not a top quarterback. He's probably like a tier three. I would argue.
How many guys three. In each tier?
Yeah, six-ish.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. You know, yeah, like so he's somewhere from middle. Like 13 to 18?
I mean, he, look.
Sold. I'll take
being
it.
Being from Cleveland, I'd love to have him in Cleveland right now. You know, so I think Baker, he shows the moment's never too big. The last interception, you know, you're trying to make something happen. I mean, Baker was fine. They went further than they should have gone.
That's right.
And they had no business winning Sunday, and they didn't. So Baker was fine.
Big Show.
I was very impressed with Baker.
Very.
I was very impressed with Baker. And I'm not going to sit here and act like all 17 games, I just watched every single snap of Baker Mayfield. But these last 2 weeks in particularly, to watch him in his maturity as a leader, the way that he talked to his guys on the sideline, that said a lot to me. Even when they were down, he didn't waver with the task at hand and what he believed that they could get done in Detroit against a team that was going to put up points. Clearly, we saw that. Baker Mayfield made every throw possible except that last throw. Mm-hmm. Like, what the chemistry that he and Mike Evans have been able to establish is very impressive. Mm-hmm. And the way and the manner of which they've been going about their business, he's putting the Buccaneers in a position where they're going to have to make a real decision. Like, he's going to get paid
by the
Buccaneers.
Yep.
They don't have another option.
Yeah.
Because your guy, who I'm not going to mention, who's been sitting behind him all year.
Go ahead and mention. He pushed Baker. He got the best of him. Have you seen Baker play like this?
Let's not bring him into this. Go ahead, Wilds. Did you want to say something?
I'm just glad we haven't mentioned Kyle Drask.
My only thing was, the question for you is, be honest, like, is good enough for the Bucs, and can you actually win a Super Bowl with Baker?
Or you're just kind of
you would have to have an outstanding roster around him to win a Super Bowl with Baker. Like, I fought for a long time that I thought Baker was good. And remember when I did those three categories of quarterbacks, the great ones, the good, and then the bad ones? He's, to me, on the upper echelon of that good, which really is you're going to be a chameleon to your surrounding to talent. What was so impressive to me about what he did this year is that Bucs team was stripped down because of the salary cap issues. They did a full reset, and for him to be able to do that, I thought the drive at the end of the first half, 92 yards in a minute 20, was awesome, and I think he does inspire guys because he plays so hard. He's getting his ass kicked yesterday as far as the sacks, and he's tough. Yep. So I agree with Greg. If the Bucs try not to pay him, somebody would pay him. Yep. Not top of the quarterback market, but
SpotTrack says 27.
No, I think 3 years, $100 million.
Okay, 33.3.
Yeah, good math. Good job, Wells. Repeating.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Josh Allen, now 0-3 against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Only threw for around 185 yards, but that was spectacular, according to Brew. He did have a lot of good runs.
Very good.
Here he is after the game.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Losing them, losing anybody at home sucks. Every season, if you don't win, it's a failed season. That's the nature of the business. You know, there's one happy team at the end of the season, really. And when it's not you, and you're so close, it sucks.
Okay.
Did this game change how you view Josh Allen?
How I view him? No. How the rest of the media should, the vast majority of the media, it should change it.
Do you think it will?
Well, we'll see. Like, here's the thing. What the Bills made an offensive coordinator change during the year because they decided we don't want to get Josh Allen's best because with that comes his worst. So instead, we're going to lower the ceiling to raise the floor. That is what they did. And they did it in that game. And it worked to a degree, but it changes what makes him so special. It changes what makes him in the running for the second or third or fourth best quarterback in football, wherever you think he is. What it did to me, Greg, dead forever, it was the nonsense. Mahomes Allen, Brady Manning. That's gone now, for the record. Brady Manning, the idea was Brady has the rings, Montana has the MVPs, Brady has the wins, Montana has the stats.
Manning.
Did I say Montana?
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Manning is right. What I meant this whole time. My apologies. Brady Manning. Thank you, Bru. But Peyton won their third playoff matchup after losing the first two in the other guy's building and did it in stirring fashion. And so we just do, Greg, a tale of the tape, Mahomes versus Allen for their careers. All right, stats. Well, it's Mahomes across the board. What about accolades? Well, let's see. It is, we can show the accolades, I hope. Okay, it's literally Mahomes in everything, and there's a lot of zeros there. And by the way, he's 0-3 against him in the playoffs. So Brady Manning, Mahomes Allen is nonsense. It is, and so I hope the rest of the media, Greg, joins me on the obviously correct side of that argument.
I think, Nick, that... I don't know if it changed. I liked what I saw on Sunday from Josh Allen. And I think Joe Brady's done a really good job with him. Now, it's got to improve. And this is why I'm not so much on firing Sean McDermott now, because the injuries on defense, they played well last half of the season with all those injuries. And Josh Allen, the turnovers that he's cut down on, that he's playing smarter to me than he had throughout his whole career. He's not making as many reckless plays. Now, what you got to find is how to get the combination, which they should be working on this offseason, is how can we get the long balls, the dynamic right. Josh with the smarter Josh. Had they hit some of those big plays yesterday, you might be feeling like, oh, we got it.
Yeah.
But that's what they need to be working on. And so I thought it was impressive what Joe Brady has done with him. Let me, last thing. The one game, when they won 6 out of their last 7, including yesterday's loss, the one game he threw for over – no games he threw for 250 yards, except one against Miami, and he threw two turnovers.
Well, that's
turnovers.
That's the point.
So he had 300-something yards against Miami, but two interceptions. So –
that's a
they got to find that happy medium.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bru. I don't – this didn't change how I view Josh Allen. I think he's still that type of player that you want to have if you're just saying, what quarterbacks do you want and what do they provide? Well, you're going to mention a lot of the things that Josh Allen does. So he still provides you that. I understand what you're saying as far as you got to let him be that guy, because the highs are as high as they can get for any quarterback in this league, but the lows are about as low as they can get for any quarterback. When I look at him in this game in particular, I don't know if he played smart. Like, he there was moments, but he has to be smarter. And I say this because you're playing against Patrick Mahomes. That last drive that I saw with him, I felt like the throw that you say he underthrew, I think he got hit and it kind of fell short. I feel like you got to play with that. Within mind, Patrick Mahomes is on the other sideline. So there's no doubt in my mind, you take the digs underneath route, and you hold the ball, and you keep it away from that guy that's on the other sideline that has burned me with 13 seconds on the clock. Like, those types of things is where I feel like he has to take the next leap in order to beat that guy that's on the other sideline wearing the 15 in red.
Okay. He had no big plays. No plays over 20 yards.
Yeah, it's fourth time in his whole career that's happened. I mean, like you said, Bru, the only game he's had monster numbers, he had the bunch of turnovers.
But if Stephon catches...
It's all you can ask for. You might miss it. Yeah. Last week, you were in rough shape, buddy. Missed it! I told you! I told you that guy might miss it! I told you he might miss it! We get a first down, the game's over. Let's go! Got it! We're going on!
Live from New York. It's the show.
What was the problem?
Why'd you rewind it and then say,
I did
hey,
not do that. Some people accuse me of that too. No. I don't even have rewind in that TV.
Dude, I was there.
That's a damn lie. You would never come over. Ever.
The second hour, first thing.
I was there for the haircut.
Today, this guy. God, sometimes I want to hit Greg and then I realize not a great idea.
Was right. It's not a good idea to hit anybody.
Well, yeah, but worst ideas for certain people.
Broussard was right all along on the Ravens. Meanwhile,
that is correct.
After this game-winning drive and back-to-back NFC Championship game appearances, is it time for Nick to finally believe in the man that we call Brock Purdy? But right now, Mahomes dodges the Bills' defenders, dodges the Bills' mafia snowballs, and dodges Greg Jennings' disbelief as the Chiefs go into Buffalo and dispatch of Josh Allen, 27-24. Greg, we're going to kick us off here. Are you ready to admit, and I added a little bit here, are you ready to admit the Chiefs are a scary team and you were dead wrong?
No, I'm not ready to admit
that. Okay.
What I am, can I finish? What I am ready to admit is that if you're the Baltimore Ravens and you are just any team that is out and just watching, you are probably saying, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Because the path for them to get to this AFC Championship game, albeit the Dolphins, injuries on that defensive side of the ball. I'm not discounting what the Chiefs have been able to
crazy.
Do.
Crazy. Only
the
two Bill, injured teams.
No, Chiefs got the Bills, defensive crazy. Injuries. Yeah. What the Chiefs, the reason why I can't discount it is because I didn't believe that they would even be good enough to overcome that.
No, you said they were the Eagles.
I did.
Yeah.
I compared them to the Eagles. I know what I said. I will say all of that. So for
you
me.
You might want to scoot over here.
For me, when I watch this team, it's like they just flip the switch.
Yeah.
And because of the opponents that they were able to play, albeit regardless of what was going on with those teams, it gave them an opportunity to find their mojo, to get their engine rolling, and to get on the same page. The Dolphins game, it was like, okay, they found it. You saw Rashee Rice emerge, and it was like he was all pro. Then Travis Kelce says, wait a minute, guys. Don't forget about me. I'm back. MVS comes in, and now you're looking, if you're the Baltimore Ravens, and I know you had a great game, but you're the coaching staff, and you look, really? They want to find their offense now all of a sudden? Yeah. So are they terrifying? No, but they have that guy, and it makes you kind of say
a little scared.
Uh-oh.
No, look, I mean, you know I've been saying throughout the last few weeks, a healthy respect. I don't care how bad the Chiefs looked. If they get in the tournament, you got to have a healthy respect for them. And so what you see is the heart of a champion. I still don't think they're as good as some of those previous Chiefs teams that won Super Bowls, but – they got the heart of a champion. They still got Mahomes at his best. Kelce steps up in the big moment.
Yeah.
The run game with Pacheco, because when they lost one to Buffalo earlier in the year, Pacheco is good.
Yeah.
That dude is a beast for a thin-looking dude. But they are playing well. I think the defense – I didn't think their defense was as good as I expected yesterday. Like, what impressed me most was the receiver stepped up. Rashee obviously made a couple plays, but MVS made some plays. Yeah. Obviously, Kelce. The defense got run on. And obviously, Baltimore is a great run team. So that would concern me a little if I'm the Chiefs, that their defense got run on so much.
So,
but the offense was the big question mark, and they played well.
Yeah, so whether or not the media is scared of them, their opponents are. And you saw it in the game. First play of the game, the Bills fumble. Third play of the game, they're already in, we better score every possession mode, where Josh Allen, 7 yards past the line of scrimmage, throws a lateral across the field, like what Kelce did against with Tony, except A, Kelce's was legal, even if Tony wasn't, and B, that was with a minute left down four, not with 13:50 left in the first quarter.
It was a good play. It was a great play.
Also illegal. I mean, it just wasn't.
They said they would have wanted to see.
Regardless, what about later in the game? Fake punt. Fake punt, 3-point game in the fourth quarter. What about the final drive of the game where Sean McDermott and Joe Brady were operating like, the number one goal is to make sure Patrick doesn't touch the ball, rather than the number one goal is to score damn points. So the other team is scared. As far as the defense goes, they got run on. I think it was by design. Because you can't take everything away from a good offense.
You don't get run on by
Okay, well, let me explain to you.
200 yards.
Wilds, how many 20-yard plays do the Bills have?
Zero.
So that's the fourth time in the Josh Allen era. So if you're going to make sure you give up no big plays, you got to give up something. And so what they gave up was the run lanes. Like, you can't – I think they could have done a better job against the run and then potentially gotten hit over the top. Instead, they didn't. Here's what I do know. No matter who they're playing in the second half over the last 2 months, they've shut everyone down. Everyone down. 4 points allowed in the second half. That's on defense. And then on offense, you have this guy in – okay, yeah, that's right. The best playoff quarterback ever. And so, statistically – so, of course, they're scary. Like, the other team, and this is where I'll ask you, Brew, and I know you believe in the Ravens, and you have been on the Ravens and correct on the Ravens all year, and you would have believed in the Ravens against either of these teams. You as a Ravens guy and or the Ravens themselves, they're hosting the winner. Who are they rooting for at the end of that game? Not at the before it. And when the Bills are driving the field at the end, who are they rooting for?
You don't want to Mahomes.
Exactly.
It's Mahomes. Whoa. I would say this.
This is the reason. Again, now Buffalo, this was not one of their typical, are you going to get an A game? Do you get a D or F game? I thought they played solid. But Mahomes is more consistent. Buffalo might have gone to Baltimore and laid an egg. They do that. They're up and down. The Chiefs are going to play. You're going to have to beat the Chiefs.
Your answer reflects someone who hasn't played in the locker room these guys.
All right, go ahead.
They don't care who they play. They do care.
But I'm just saying, who's more dangerous?
At this point, you don't care who comes in there. Ask Patrick Queen that question.
Okay. Who is Sean Harbaugh rooting for?
He's not rooting for anybody. It doesn't matter.
What we're saying is, I hear you on that.
Fans,
do you think is more dangerous to them between Buffalo and Kansas
fans
City?
Fans, because of what Patrick Mahomes has done, yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But as far as players, man, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you bring in here. We feel like we have the team that can.
I agree with that, but let me just ask this, because you're right. I haven't played. I know it shocks people. The Niners win Saturday night. The Niners, there's no one in the Niners locker room watching Bucks Lions saying, let's go Big Show. Like, there's no element of, we think we can beat either. No. But there is an easier path, and we would prefer to have that.
Sometimes,
I think that's human nature.
Like LeBron's in Cleveland, Houston's giving Detroit, or giving Golden State all types of trouble.
Yeah, you're rooting for – let's go Houston.
I'd rather see James Harden and crew.
But Mahomes, the quarterback, was actually rooting for the harder matchup. Remember? He wanted Josh Allen.
He wanted Burrow. He said he thought that the Bengals were harder, but he wanted them because they talked so much trash.
That's right.
Yeah, and the franchise hadn't been the same since then. It just hasn't. Sorry.
Mahomes headed to the AFC Championship.
That's Patrick Queen, like I said.
For the sixth straight time.
Patrick Queen's going to say he would take
Dusty,
on a dragon.
Get Patrick Queen on the phone, please. By the end of the show. Call Ravens PR. Brady has the record, 8 straight. What does this mean for Mahomes' legacy now that he's at number 6?
Well, so forget the straight part because, Brady's record is 8 straight. But Patrick Mahomes now has been to as many conference championship games as John Elway, Staubach, and Terry Bradshaw. He is behind only Montana and Brady. That's it.
Pretty good.
He's been there 100% of the games of his career. And for me, Greg, the method in which he got there, which was another come-from-behind victory, another fourth-quarter comeback. And now, can we show Mahomes trailing by 7 in the postseason? Because these numbers, he's won 80%. The rest of the league, since he came in the league, wins just over 17%. Okay, what about, I think everyone would agree at this point, this is the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. Okay, Brady, Montana, Peyton, and Mahomes. Brady's considered the best comeback guy ever. He was 10-11. Montana, 40%. Peyton, 25%. So it's just the fact that his worst year, at the minimum, you are in the Final Four, is a massive part of his legacy.
Yeah, for me, this is huge because when you look at Patrick Mahomes and his Kansas City run thus far, this is the worst version of the a team
right.
that he's
right.
been on in terms of adversity, youth, all the things. Like, we've questioned so much about this team all season. I'm not going to say we. I've questioned so much about this team all season long. And for him, and I said this earlier in the year to you, if he was able to win with this team, this would be probably his number one feat, his best accomplishment as a quarterback in this league. Giving what he's already accomplished, doing it with this team, this version of the Chiefs, and that offense, this would be his best accomplishment. Mm.
I mean, it's great, and as time goes on and you're debating GOATs or, you know, him versus so-and-so, this will be a factor. But if they lose next weekend, it's nice. But, see, and I'm saying this because, and we talk about S-Bob. The Chiefs are S-Bob, and so is Mahomes. Like, Mahomes to me is S-Bob and MVP. That's it. Like, there's nothing less. And he is chasing Tom Brady. Everybody else is in a different race. They're chasing Mahomes or whoever the top team is that year. He is chasing Tom Brady. So it's like LeBron. It's great to get to 10 finals. I mean, that's impressive. But he only won 4. So you're chasing Jordan, who has 6. So I'm just saying it's impressive. I don't want to belittle it. But for him, it's Super Bowl.
I would agree with you entirely if it wasn't the team they beat to get there. Vanquishing a rival, an alleged rival, is important. And so the fact that now I think the Bills are going to be in something of a tough offseason with some significant changes is in a different spot than, say, if Buffalo had lost in the previous round. In this round, they were playing Houston. Can I say one other thing real quick that I'm shocked no one has ever mentioned? But now that the Chiefs have officially eliminated the Bills for the third time in 4 years, Wilds, what's the most famous curse in sports history?
I would say it's my Red Sox curse of the Bambino.
And the history of that is what? Who?
Well, we unfortunately traded Babe Ruth. It wasn't a wise
The idea was one team traded away the guy who was the greatest player ever. Okay, am I the only person who remembers how Patrick Mahomes became a Kansas City Chief? Who did not have a quarterback and traded the pick? Because it was Buffalo. And everyone has acted like, oh, it worked out for everyone. Because the next year, the Bills got Josh Allen. Spoiler alert, guys. It didn't work out at all for everyone. Right. It worked out amazingly for the Chiefs. And the Bills, who had Tyrod Taylor, love him, but had him, were like, nah, don't need a quarterback this year. We'll trade the pick. Mm. And so nobody ever, the Red Sox were cursed for 90 years because they traded the best player ever. How's things gone for Buffalo since they traded Mahomes?
Well, just a lot of heart. Just for the record, they were cursed before that as well.
Four straight Super Bowl losses.
You don't get to explain that.
Something else happened in Buffalo. We got to get in there. Dusty?
Dusty, after you call
Patrick
Something
happened
Queen,
in Buffalo.
Start digging into Buffalo sports curses, please.
Welcome back to an electric show. Kyle Shanahan. Famously 0-30 when down by 7 or more entering the fourth quarter. But now that stat is irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant,
I like that. I see what you did there.
Without Debo, Brock Purdy triumphantly put the team on his back and won the game for the 49ers. Here he is post-game.
When you go back later on in your life and you watch that final drive in this game with yourself leading your team to the NFC Championship game, what are you going to see?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's four quarters for a reason, you know. So the way I started, it's like, man, I gotta be better. You gotta play efficient football. But when it comes down to it, when the season's on the line, like you gotta make it happen for your boys around you. So when I watch the film down the road in my life, you know, that'll be a good one to watch.
Okay, Brew, are you more or less confident in San Francisco?
I'm just gonna say this: if you had asked me a month ago, could Detroit potentially beat San Francisco, I'd have been like, no way. Now I'll give them a slim chance.
Just a slim chance.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit's showing me something. They're tough. I got San Francisco in this. Mm-mm.
Boys?
No, I'm just
You know, I never know what's coming from behind you. I'm a little less confident. Yep. And it's not Purdy. I mean, play. If it rains, that could be a factor. I mean, seriously, like, he struggles, it seems like, listen, although he was
so
big down the stretch.
I understand it.
But the defense was not as dominant. Again, they were dominant against the run in the regular season. And yesterday, or this weekend, they got run on. And Detroit has a great run game. And they didn't get to Love either. So if they don't get to Goff, he obviously is good when he doesn't have pressure. So I'm a little less confident. I feel, you know, I'm picking them by, you know, 10 toes down. Yeah. But I'm a little less confident than I was.
We didn't know that, by the way. How are we going to know you're going to pick the Niners? Yeah. They're not your team.
It's just,
you don't
it's
have
Monday
a
for 19.
Well, yeah,
usually, we don't. How would we know that?
You
know. Oh,
Purdy's
your
guy.
Oh, okay, Purdy's your guy.
I defend him up here.
All right, go ahead.
I'm definitely less confident. They don't look like the bullies. Like,
that's right.
All season long, we were talking about how physical this team is, how they impose their will, how they dictate the terms of which you play the game. That's not going to be the case against Detroit. Like, Detroit is the same way. They want to dictate the terms of which you play this game, and I believe that they can. With what we saw, you talk about, and I got to stop talking to you before the show. You started taking some of my little bit. When you look at this defensive line, their inability to get after the pass thrower, like, you can't do that with Jared Goff. You can't allow them to run the ball and not get after Jared Goff and give them play action and all the things that they have going on offensively for Detroit. So if I look at this team and then I see on top of that, the little cherry that sits on top, their quarterback play like that, Brock Purdy, he had one good drive, and everybody wants to be excited and say, oh, my gosh, did you see that last drive? Yeah, but Detroit is watching the entire tape. Like, did you see that? I can take that's big six.
I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying, but there's two elements that neither one of you guys mentioned that I think are the most important. You have to be less confident now that Deebo Samuel's hurt. Deebo, I understand they overcame it at the end of the game, but instantly saw his impact. Now, Purdy seemed to be a little shaky even before Deebo went out, but you saw how important that is. But the other reason is this: even if they get past Detroit, given how the AFC bracket has fallen, you can't feel confident. Brew, are they S-Bob? The Niners.
Yeah,
they have to be. There's a fourth NFC title game in 5 years. They have to be. They could play Baltimore, who beat the snot out of them a month ago, or they could play a Chiefs team that at that point everyone will be saying, well, God dog it.
Yep. Yeah.
Look at who that, you know, the way, that's Andy Reading and Shanahan in a Super Bowl. Shanahan already blew to him once. Another time when he had a very good, all-around team whose quarterback held him back. Now, the Purdy part to me is intriguing in this regard because he made, I think, Niners fans less confident that he's going to come out and just run the Shanahan offense. Oh, he throws to his anticipatory throws. You guys don't understand. You don't watch football. That stuff, I think they're more nervous about that. But they do have to now be a little more confident that they're not drawing dead if they're trailing entering
the
fourth quarter. And so that part's fair. Like, that was...
You got there.
No, that's true.
And some of that's on Shanahan.
Some of it? Of course.
Guys, 1-30. Yeah, I think more than some of it. Yeah. I think almost all of it except one. Nuts. All right, we're going to go to break, and then I'm going to ask Greg a question. Who has more at stake in the First Things First Bowl next?
Oh, look at the picture.
Snuck in there. What happens when we put the last pick in the draft in the NFC Championship? Subscribe to find out. Medals time. Celtics, Rockets. Jaylen Brown tries this self alley-oop, which is all the rage. It usually works. That time it didn't, but the Celtics still won. Not enough for medal.
No, it was not. Very tough to go to the medal stand this week. And bronze medal, Isaiah Pacheco. 111 yards total, a touchdown in a win. Silver medal. Who is it going to be, Devin Booker? No, Travis Kelce, 5 for 75, 2 touchdowns, breaking the Brady Gronk playoff record. And then a gold, who could it be? Any guesses, anybody? Patrick Mahomes, oh my goodness gracious. 2 touchdowns, 9 yards per attempt, 131 rating, and the longest run of the game by either quarterback. There is the medal stand from this weekend in the association.
Be honest with you, you didn't get my permission for that, but not bad.
Okay, there's a reason I didn't get your permission.
I didn't hate it. I would have shot it down though.
I know.
Okay. Dude, the logos are purple and red, man.
Also in the AFC Championship, dude, pass that.
Ravens favored by more than a field goal. And what is being dubbed, honestly, just here.
Yeah.
As the first Vegas first goal. Broussard, of course, has had the Ravens the entire time. Nick is from Kansas City. And if you look up there by that arrowhead, old KW, ostracized.
Wait, what are you doing?
Ostracized, but still there. Not leaving your shoulder. Brew, who has more on the line for this self-created?
It's clearly Nick because, like you said, he's from Kansas City. This is his whole life. He's been a Chiefs fan. I picked the Ravens before the season. I believe in them, but I'm just saying, versus a season. That's what we're looking at. But so.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't even know what we're talking about. It's a house money game for the Chiefs.
I agree.
House money.
Really?
They're the underdogs. They're on the road. The Ravens are the one seed. The Ravens are the favorite. The Chiefs are. I have heard all year long about how the Ravens are a juggernaut. They could have, if not for a, they led every game of the 2-minute warning. They could have gone 17-0 if not for a few bounces of the ball and the three losses. Heard it all year, and I heard all year about how Nick. You have Chiefs, you're waving pom-poms, you have Chiefs colors blinders on. This is a team with a broken offense that no one's afraid of. So obviously, the guy who picked the one seed who's the favorite, who has never wavered all year, doubting the Chiefs all year, like, come on, this is a layup. Brew's happy the Chiefs won, I'm sure. It's an easier matchup for his Ravens. It's obviously Brew.
It's going to be you.
Why should it be me?
Thank you, Wild.
Because we're like a Chiefs show. We're a part-time Ravens show. It might be me, honestly. Because you invited me over and they don't even want me. I got no home. Speak is up next.